Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice. Oh, sorry about that, Tate McRae. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tay, tay, tay. Tay, 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 tay.
All the time.
All day, Vin. Download the free Odyssey app. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. I know it's spelled funny, so when you go to look it up, don't start with an O. Start with an A. A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's on the App Store. It's on Google Play. Or you can head to odyssey.com/Tay all day. All this week. It's a Taylor Swift streaming experience, which includes custom content from Taylor herself. And make sure you tune in tomorrow night at 9 p.m. our time, April 18th. We're getting it early. It's incredible because the album's not even out until midnight.
We're the
on the
best.
19th. Oh, how do we do it? A meeting of the Tortured Poets Department album release special. But you got to have the Odyssey app for this. You want that? Everyone's so excited. I can't wait for Friday because we'll listen to the whole album. It's going to be great.
Some people wrote in from your earlier story about her putting up a promotional...
Yeah. What about that?
Bookshelf.
What
the Grove
know?
Is not specifically a restaurant. It's a mall in Southern California where there are restaurants that celebrities would go. But
so
it's
people
not,
go hang at the Grove. They go to be seen. But it
and
isn't
that,
the name of a restaurant.
Right,
maybe I'm thinking of the Ivy.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I had the same, like, as soon as I read that, I went, oh, right.
Yeah.
I know that. Okay. I mean, I never really lived in LA, but I know enough to know that it's a mall. It's an outdoor mall, kind of like the Kick-Ass Mall. And there's two really good outdoor malls down south. The Santana Row and the Stanford Mall is excellent as well.
I do like an outdoor mall. That is one thing. Growing up on the East Coast, there's no such a thing.
Mm.
You know, it's a strip mall where you pull up and park and then run for it through the weather to the front door of the thing you're going to. Or there's just the regular, humongously
indoor
mall. The outdoor
mall. Which is probably cool to go to on a snowy, crummy day.
Oh, well, it's where all the kids hang.
Right.
The Hanover Mall, Vin. There was a central fountain with colored lights and a Chess King, an Orange Julius, Spectres. What was the name of that place?
Spectres.
Spencer's Gifts. Remember that? All the blacklight posters and t-shirts.
Oh, that's what you had? Something called Spencer's.
Huh? What was yours? You had a thing like that.
Well, Peer Records was the place where I went to go get all my early punk rock records. I went there to get Cloves.
Oh.
I'd Hey Mr. Cloves when I was a kid out front of the Peer Records. And they'd be like, we can see you. At least go away.
Right. At least find a grown up who isn't in the eye shot of us.
Well, you know.
You're a dumb kid.
Man, just
desperate for cloves.
Cloves
were a thing, though. I used to, and they're just, you can tell they're terrible for you.
Oh, they're harsher.
It's just so harsh, but they taste so tasty. And you'd be like, oh, I lick my lips and they taste like cloves.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sweet.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Oh,
Taylor Swift,
malls,
the Grove.
Malls, right. The Grove is an outdoor mall. I do like an outdoor mall. It's honestly, I'd never experienced it until I moved here. And I love the long overhang. So if there is weather, you can walk along still and like little outdoor places for the kids to play.
We were just at Santana. It's kick ass.
So fun. It's really fun. You know, we're really lucky, really, really lucky to live in California. And it's, and I get it. It's expensive and there's drawbacks to really any place that you're going to go live. But man, there really aren't a lot of places where most of the time you can go outside and walk and enjoy the weather. You know, give it the best place to still have the really hot time, the really rainy time. You know, it's great here. I love California.
I'm with you.
With all my heart. Who knew? Girl grows up on the East Coast, comes to California and goes, yeah, all this. Okay.
Well, actually, there's a lot of transplants that would say the same thing.
Well, I guess I'm not the only one who noticed how great it is here, huh? So loudwire.com.
What about them?
They're a place where you go and find out about music. They put together this list of the 75 greatest songs of the 90s. They're not really ranked. So I have like sort of I pulled a few and they're alphabetical because I just pulled a few that I thought were interesting. I just thought that, so first of all, some of these I'm like, I didn't even know that happened in the 90s. I would have sworn that was an 80s song, but I just.
Okay, give me.
Know. So I'm just going to tell you a few of these. So on this list from 1998 is Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, which just throws this whole list into question for me.
That's a beautiful song.
Oh, my God. Just stop it.
That was on my list of wedding songs. You didn't know that?
You are such a liar. You can't even say it with a straight face.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Your face
about.
Is broken into a giant
no, it's
grin
not.
Right now. Like,
listen to this. You're talking over Stephen.
Also, and this one I'll get behind. I love this song. It's really their only big hit. And there won't be any more Blind Melon hits because the guy died. No Rain. This song, they had a couple other songs that were getting played, but
Tones
this song
of Home
is amazing.
Is on that first album too, and Tones of Home was a great song. I actually loved that first album.
Yeah, me too.
I listened to it a lot.
That came out in 1993, so I'll give them that. Like, I think No Rain's a great song. What's My Age Again? Blink 182. Just barely made it in. That was like a,
you know,
1999.
I fear they're going to miss some of the great songs we played on Alice. I absolutely know all the alternative songs.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Loudwire is like a rock thing. So they are definitely leaning that way. But they got Zombie by the Cranberries on here from 94. Friday I'm in Love is a 90s song.
Okay.
I was like, I would have said 1987.
You know, that's like a Cure song where Cure purists would go, that's not. He must have needed a new mansion.
Well, he got one.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Because this song is like just.
It's a huge hit.
It's such a great song. So,
what's he doing being all bright, though?
Well, he can't have a good day.
I'm just saying.
The goth can't have one good day.
The goth Cure fans are like.
And he's got happy songs. There's some songs in there that even though he's, you know, so dark and scary that. You know, he's so happy.
You know what? I haven't been to enough concerts.
Your arms around my neck.
But I thank God I didn't let that one get past me.
Oh, you loved it.
I loved it. I love The Cure. And if they don't come around again, at least I can say, yeah, I got one last
dose. There are some people
who
we didn't get to see.
Yep.
So The Cure from 1992. Then one of the reasons I even went through and looked at this is because Faith No More, Epic, from 1990.
Yep.
And it's funny because they did have some stuff in the late 80s, but this was like the big, one
this
of the big
the
songs.
This was the defining song for that band nationally. And I remember they did it on SNL as well. So they started to get that kind of big exposure.
Right. And it's funny too because, you know, Eddie Vedder is like the climber of all the scaffolding and everything. But Mike Patton was like Total Danger Boy as well, and they were right around the same time. Like when he was on SNL, he also went nuts. So Faith No More is epic, and I sent this over to our little bike gang, Critical Mess,
because one of the guys in Faith No More is in your bike gang.
Is in my bike gang. So I sent it over and I'm like, I feel like we should celebrate this weekend with a, this weekend with a barbecue. That's fun. You know, he still has those dreads and everything. Like, he's still
fully
in.
Faith No More, Saturday Night Live, 1990.
Yeah. And Pearl Jam's Alive is on this list from 1991.
As it should be.
Yeah. Closer, Nine Inch Nails.
You know what? I listened to a Nine Inch Nails album yesterday. Just yesterday.
Is it the one with Closer on it?
It's the one. You know what?
Yeah, look it up. Look it up. Foo Fighters Everlong. I'll go with that. I love that tune. 1997. Flagpole Sitta. We played the hell out of that here.
Yeah, Closer is on it.
RB Danger. Which one is it?
I need it to not start, though.
Is it the black one with the NIN?
No.
Just in the middle of the... Oh. Yeah, what is that album called?
Hold on.
All right. Is that the one with... I'm gonna... No, that's Closer.
That's Closer.
Okay, sorry. Well, I'm thinking of Pain. I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. And what else is on here? Oh, my God. This, I love the Presidents of the United States of America. We still listen to that record all the time.
You are that into that. Downward Spiral is the album.
Oh, the Downward Spiral. How could I forget that?
And that's got
Time,
Piggy,
I guess.
March of the Pigs, Closer. That's a good album. Mm-hmm. I was just listening to that yesterday.
So they put Lump on here. They have Stone Temple Pilots' Interstate Love Song. That's like all time. And Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike.
Oh.
But there's 75 of these. So if you want, you can go to loudwire.com. But there were a lot of Alice songs on here. And it just was a good mix. And it's funny, too, because I just didn't think... I would have also said that Aerosmith was 10 years earlier.
Are you doing that?
Oh, yeah, no, he's pulling it. Yeah, Alex is stepping up. I love this song.
This is one of the best songs, radio songs, ever.
Oh, I agree.
A radio, playing through your radio when it comes on and you're driving down the road. For me, I go, it doesn't matter what station I'm on, I crank that.
This is a driving song, too. Like, it's so good. It's funny because there's actually a couple of good harmonies in it, too. And so me and Pat play this song all the time. Like, yeah, we'll walk into the studio and he'll just pick up the guitar and we'll start. And then we hit those, you lie.
Yeah.
And he's got the harmony on that.
Listen
so good.
You.
God, I love singing. Big rehearsal tomorrow. Very excited. One of our final run throughs.
On a weeknight?
No, we'll do it at 1 p.m.
Ah.
Yeah. So, I think this is interesting. It's the albums that have spent the most time on the Billboard 200. So, the reason that this sort of popped into my feed today is that an album, and it's a greatest hits album, just hit 800 weeks on the Billboard 200 chart. No, it's third place. In the all time. And I think you can, I would not have guessed number two, but I think you can guess number one.
Well, if I were guessing define it again.
This is the Billboard album charts, the top 200, the Billboard 200, all time most weeks on that chart.
Thriller.
It's on there, but that is absolutely nowhere near number one. Believe it or not.
Okay.
It's still on there.
See, maybe I get mixed up, like the greatest sales or whatever. Like, I don't...
No, this is just selling in the top 200 of all albums that have ever been
released.
Is
Dark Side of the Moon
it is number
the one.
One
you're thinking of? Okay.
So, Dark Side of the Moon has spent 989 weeks on that chart.
Which is Pink Floyd, if you don't know.
Yes, sorry. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And 989 weeks is pushing 20 years. It's... Well, and there probably were weeks that it wasn't in the top 200, but then it just would pop back in. So these aren't sequential. But at number two, it's actually kind of interesting to look at this number. 989, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, will hit 1,000 weeks probably this year.
It's incredible. A masterpiece. If you haven't heard that album, try it. It's a masterpiece.
It's really amazing. At number two, and these are the longest charting albums, just the longest, the most amount of weeks where they were actually in the top 200. They might have been at 200 the whole time. Number two is Bob Marley, Legend.
I would call that a masterpiece as well. And I don't, I'm not trying to throw that word around.
Well, these are masterpieces.
Yeah.
These are the ones. I don't know that this next one, number three on this list, is a greatest hits record.
Well, so is Legend.
Oh, is Legend just a collection?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, well, that makes sense. In a way, if you take something that people love and you put it together, you package it as a greatest hits, and they're like, oh, I get it all with one?
Right.
That has spent 830 weeks on the Billboard 200. Who do you think, whose greatest hits record do you think just hit 800 weeks on this chart?
I know, again, this I'm mixed up because I don't know what sales, whatever, but the Eagles were definitely one of those bands that had a greatest hits record that was huge.
You know, that is a solid guess. It's not them. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a hint. It's local-ish. It's local. And it's also got a song that is that San Francisco uses.
Journey.
It's Journey.
Greatest hits.
Journey's greatest hits has spent 800 weeks in the top 200. So that is a huge landmark for them. Now, I'm going to give you the rest.
Where's your boy, Steve Perry? He came through here and you guys, I remember, I don't know if I was out with my kid or
out
sick or what it was,
something.
But yeah, I didn't get to meet him. But you guys, you were like, he was incredible. He was friendly.
He said
he's coming back. He loves DJs. We love him. We're going to be friends. And then never, not once.
I, you know, he was promoting something and he just did a really good job of it because we all felt like, oh, that guy loves us and he's going to come back. So great job for Steve Perry.
To never be heard from again.
Yeah, that was it.
Oof.
Yeah.
All right.
Rest of the top five here.
Okay.
Are Metallica's Metallica. That's
okay.
The Black Album.
Uh-huh.
That has spent 747 weeks on the Billboard 200. So these are the biggest albums of all. These are the ones that have been on the charts the longest. And then bizarrely, although I have this record, I have all the records, but I have had this on tape. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Chronicle, the 20 greatest hits. That has spent almost 700 weeks on the charts.
You know what's sad?
I love them too.
And what's so sad about that is that guy, why can't I think of his name?
Center field, John Fogerty.
Fogerty's a guy who found himself in lawsuits contractually and ended up stopped making music because he was so caught up in BS. It's just sad to think that someone at their peak power had to just sit down rather than deal with the crap they were going to have to endure. I read something where he said, I was getting sued by people because my solo music sounded too much like my band's music and I wasn't able to, like, don't release that. I don't know what the truth is. You know, anyone can tell their side of a story. But to hear that, you just go, an artist at peak power is actually being told you sound too much like the band that you
also lead.
Right.
That you wrote all their songs. That's weird that you sound like that. So as I looked at that, I thought that's very interesting. I wonder what else is on. What are the other records that are on here? So I found a top 20. It's a little out of date. It's from about a year ago. So these could be, we're missing at least a year's worth of chart info, but I want you to rank these ones. They're far enough apart. Put these in order. Nirvana's Nevermind, Guns N' Roses' Greatest Hits, and Eminem Curtain Call, The Hits. So Nevermind and two other Greatest Hits records. Guns N' Roses, which of those has sold, or don't even put them in order. Just tell me which one of those sold the most, and I'll give you, if you get 5 points, I'll give you $5.
Eminem.
Eminem is correct, Vin. I'm amazed. Nirvana is second in this. This is actually, so number six is Eminem, number seven is Nirvana, number eight is Guns N' Roses. That's a point for you. Okay, three more.
Okay.
AC/DC, Back in Black. Thank you. Bruno Mars, Doo-Wops and Hooligans. Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Oh, see, Thriller and Back in Black are the only two that stand out at all to me, so I'm going to guess it's Back in Black.
No, it's Bruno Mars, Doo-Wops and Hooligans.
Get out of here.
2010 has sold, it's number nine on this list. Number 10 is Michael Jackson, Thriller. Number 11 is AC/DC, Back in Black. Now, actually, I should say this. This is not, they sold more copies. Very well could have been Thriller. I think Thriller's like in the top three. This is how many weeks they've spent on the charts.
Okay.
So it's a distinction because you could sell all the records in your first two weeks.
I wouldn't even think that AC/DC was on the charts in that they don't have hit songs.
Yeah, they're at about, well, AC/DC's Back in Black did have had some hits. And that has spent about 600 weeks in the top 200. And higher than that is Bruno Mars. Higher than that is Michael Jackson. Okay, here's three more. This is, these are numbers 12, 13, and 14. You tell me which one of these has sold the most. Thank you. Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City, Queen's Greatest Hits, or Adele 21.
Adele 21.
Adele 21 is correct. That's two for you. I don't think we can get to five now. It doesn't matter. I just realized I only had four questions. All right, this is number 15, 16, and 17. Drake, Take Care, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Greatest Hits.
Which Rumors.
It's number 16. Drake is the highest. Drake is higher. More slaps than the Beatles. Drake's Take Care is 15. 16 is Fleetwood Mac Rumors. 17 is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And here's one for you. You're going to love this. Who has spent the most weeks? Which of these albums has spent the most weeks in the Billboard Top 200? Johnny Mathis's Greatest Hits, My Fair Lady, the cast album, or Lana Del Rey, Born to Die? Lana Del Rey, My Fair Lady, or Johnny Mathis?
I'm going to say Lana Del Rey.
Nah, she's 20th.
Oh.
But
who was it?
But it's Johnny Mathis, then My Fair Lady, then Lana Del Rey. But isn't that funny that Lana Del Rey has an album that has been, it looks, I think it's over 500 weeks
you know,
in the top 200.
She's not for me. And I'm not saying I don't like her or I hate her, but she's not for me. But she just headlined, didn't she just headline Coachella?
She sure did.
So there is an audience for that music. And
yep,
I'm not surprised that she's there.
Yeah. That's an album that came out in 2012, Lana Del Rey's Born to Die. It just continues to be in the top 200. All right.
Dang.
What am I looking at for time here? Do I have time? Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you a little bit of casting news. We love the show Wednesday. With Jenna Ortega.
Yes.
We love this. They are working on season two, as in they're casting it, and they've just added Steve Buscemi, whatever.
He's perfect.
He's so creepy. Just as a person, he's so, so creepy. So they've added him. I don't have any info on when this is coming out. I don't know what his role is going to be. They're not giving a synopsis of the season, but just so you know, Wednesday's underway.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Me too.
What about the show that we all know and love on Apple TV?
Severance. I have nothing on that.
No.
I'll look it up for you during the break and see if anything. But I feel like that's, people care enough about that they want, I would have seen something on that. What do you got coming up?
Late night snacks and more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
It's just too sweet for me. That's all. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Our little Janie all this week, 505. She's got keywords. You text those to our contest text number, 20357, and you'll be entered for a chance to win tickets to see Benson Boone on May 1st at the Masonic.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is a true gem in the Bay Area. This premier community bank is opening a new flagship branch in Fremont and celebrating its diamond anniversary of 60 years as an independent family-owned bank.
Nice.
Fremont Bank proves that when you put people first, our whole community thrives. Visit one of its 20-plus Bay Area locations. That's right. They're not only in Fremont.
No.
They're around. Or go to FremontBank.com to learn more. Here's what's happening.
Right.
We begin with, there may be some clouds out there, but it's going to be a warm day. Could get up to 80 in certain parts of the Bay Area. And right now, we still have a clear, sunshine-filled weekend ahead.
Oh. I'm so excited.
We all want it. Absolutely.
I'm already there. Woo!
Okay, so here's what's happening. On Monday, we experienced major protests that nutted up the Golden Gate Bridge and 880.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Mm.
They say here, after protesters brought traffic to a halt on both sides of the bay for hours, the question many are asking, especially the ones that sat in hours of lines. Hours.
Oh my God. It was 4+ hours for a lot of people.
Right.
Just stuck. Walking away from their cars to find a place to pee.
Right. What, if anything, will they be charged with? According to the CHP, a total of 38 people were arrested in 3 different protests. 26 of them who were arrested on the Golden Gate Bridge did spend the night in jail. Is that good enough?
No.
Now the San Francisco DA is saying her office will need to do more investigating to determine what happens next. These protesters did this on purpose on tax day to create maximum impact and awareness.
Oh, specifically tax day.
They opposed the United States' continued support for Israel in the ongoing battle with Hamas in Gaza and want leaders to put more pressure on Israel to accept a ceasefire. That's their goal. Still, again, people were stuck in these lines for hours and hours. So it'll be interesting to see. Right now, no charges. They're still deciding what will come.
Mm.
But a night in jail was not enough for you.
I feel like this is, I really want to discourage this. I feel for you if you're trying to protest against things. And this is a way to make a high visibility impact, but the damage that you can do to someone's life, their health, a career, whatever it might be, this isn't the way. I think you should pay a penalty for that.
Well, I'll keep an eye on it and I'll let you know. How about a fast fact?
You know I want a fast fact, Vincent. That's just fun.
Oh, my God.
Well done. Oh, look at that. Way to go, Alex.
The Vatican.
Yeah.
Once sent an investigator to determine if the rumor about Shirley Temple being a 30-year-old with dwarfism posing as a child was true. The Vatican wanted to get to the bottom of it.
Well, they're very interested in children, as you may be aware. So I can see that.
Father Masanti.
Oh, that guy, huh?
Went to visit Shirley and discovered that she was, in fact, a child. The end.
Thank goodness they found that out.
Every baseball that's used in the major and minor leagues is rubbed with special mud from New Jersey before it's shipped or used in a game.
I'm sorry, what?
Every baseball that's used in the major and minor leagues is rubbed with a special mud from Jersey before it's shipped or used in a game.
Well, am I allowed to ask questions?
Nope.
But that seems so, first of all, hand rubbed? That's a lot of balls. Balls. Also, toxic mud? I would think that wherever they're getting this mud from, It would have run out by now. There have been millions of balls. I don't know about this one, Vin. Rubbed with mud? Is that a thing? They seem like brand new white-laced balls.
Italy.
Okay. Good.
Germany and England.
My bad.
Called syphilis French disease.
Oh, the French had it, yeah.
Russia.
Oh.
Calls it Polish disease.
Okay.
Poland calls it German disease. Denmark and Portugal call it Spanish disease. And Turkey calls it Christian disease.
Oh.
Syphilis. Lots of names. Who knew?
Yeah. Well, everyone has to explain where they got it from. To their wife or whatever.
Oh. Right. The screenwriter who wrote Castaway spent a week alone on a deserted island for research. A volleyball washed up on the shore, which is where he got the idea for Wilson.
Oh, wow. Wilson was great. You know what? I really liked that movie. I think about that movie all the time.
You do?
Kind of. Remember the artist with the wings and then he gets back to civilization?
I don't think I've seen it.
Delivers the. Oh, God, it's great, Finn.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's harsh. He has a toothache that he's been. He's like one of these really driven people, like just stress, so much stress. And he.
Tom
Hanks' character. And I want to say he like works for UPS or FedEx or, you know, okay. I think it's FedEx. And the plane crashes, he washes up and all the mail. Now he's like freaking out because, you know, this mail's got to get delivered.
What am I going to do?
Right. So he collects it all? Oh, yeah. He gets it all together. But then he starts opening the packages and see what he can use.
To find sandwiches.
If there were any, he would be so happy to have those. But then he's like under so much stress, so driven, he's been putting off this tooth work that he needs to get done.
Oh, like you. You always put off your tooth
right.
work.
Right, but his is like really sore. And uh-huh. so he's got this terrible, terrible toothache. And now he's on a deserted island. So finally, he has to take an ice skate that he finds in one of the boxes. And he puts it up to his mouth on the thing and then smashes the end of it to smash the tooth out of his mouth. He's got to get the thing out of his mouth.
Did it work?
Well, you'll have to watch a movie to find out. Or did he just break the tooth in two?
Yeah, it seems like you'd make that worse.
Right.
He made it worse, didn't he?
You'll have to watch a movie.
The first thing I thought of was, did he find a monkey dentist? But I guess that's not a thing.
They don't have dentists, yeah.
Mm.
They only eat bananas, so their teeth are great.
It's too bad. You know, speaking of monkeys.
Yes, were we?
Well, we really weren't, but it just reminded me. When we were in, so we're traveling over vacation.
Yes.
And we're in the airport in San Jose.
Okay.
And we're going through security, and we get through to the other side, and my kid is like, what are we doing? And I said, look, right over there, that screen that you can see from where we're standing, they're looking through our bags to see if anyone has a stash of, and I'm like, oh my God, drugs right here to my 5-year-old.
Or so explosives.
I said a stash of monkeys, and the guy next to me goes, what? And I'm like, I don't know. I just filled the hole for drugs and guns with monkeys.
With monkey business.
Yeah. I didn't know what to say, but I definitely found myself. Like,
well, then
you know.
You're just so crazy because then now you just said monkeys. Now she's going to have 50 million questions about monkeys. Like, why are people trying to sneak monkeys in the place?
This is one of those dad moments where I was about to say drugs and guns
sentence,
and
right.
I don't know what else to say. So I said monkeys. And then a guy standing behind me is like,
well, you are loud. Mm-hmm. Standing behind you, you're facing the other way, and he was still like, boy, that guy. And
well,
quick thinking.
I was just trying to save the moment. Oh, speaking of monkeys, it's National Banana Day.
Oh.
I don't know if they really eat those, but that's a true story.
Well, they must. It would just be the weirdest stereotype for monkeys to, you know, I've seen them eat them, right? I give them a banana, and they...
Yes, bananas are... considered berries, if you didn't know.
Oh, I didn't.
Because they grow from a flower with a single ovary.
Oh, hot.
And also contains a seed.
Oh.
Anyway, banana. It's National Banana Day. Almost 30% of Americans say they like to eat bananas when they're at least partially green. Are you nuts?
I
want no green on my banana.
But I also want no brown. Like there's almost nothing better than a perfect banana, but they're so rare. Like one minute you're like, that's a little too green. And you turn around, do the dishes, turn back around, things brown.
Like, that's true.
I missed my window. I missed my 1-minute window to eat a perfect banana.
I do like a banana, though.
Yeah. I could live without them.
The CDC is investigating botched Botox that left 9 women in 9 states hospitalized. I don't know why I have to tell you this, but let me tell you this.
All right.
You're trying to fix your face with discount Botox. It makes no sense. Here you are going, I don't feel as hot as I want to be. Right. Or I'm wrinkly or whatever.
Whatever it is.
So you go and get Botox and you get a discount deal from someone who's not licensed at all.
So that's what this is. This is just like some place that's like, yeah, we've got Botox. As far as you know.
9 of the 19 people who became sick were hospitalized, including 4 who were treated for botulism antitoxin because of concerns that it could have spread beyond the injection site. I don't know what you're thinking getting discount.
You're thinking I can't afford to get the full price stuff. That's all.
But you're trying to fix.
I know.
What?
I know. You could save up for a while. But then, you know, the aging continues.
That's the whole, you want to have a bigger butt. Just do the exercise.
Oh, Mike, please. I can go buy that.
No, but you can't.
Oh, yes, I can. You're going to love it. Just check it out.
I don't love it. I don't love it at all. Mm. You love it?
No. I don't need a bigger butt.
No, well, that's true. You're very lucky. You're blessed.
Yeah, I have a humongous butt. That's true. Thanks. Right.
That's not what I said. I was just thinking, you know, you've been complimented by Bill Bellamy of all people. Yeah. It's clear you've got something special.
I got a big old butt, Sarah.
30% of Americans describe themselves as late night snackers.
Oh.
And most aren't snacking on anything healthy. There's no celery on the menu.
Right. After 7 p.m., you're just like, well, my celery day is behind me. Sometimes you're good about it. You know, like you open up the thing and there's the carrots you peeled and the celery that you cut up. And you're like, yes, I'll eat that. But in the middle of the night, you're looking for an entire box of ice cream sandwiches. That's what you're looking for.
A recent study found 60% of Americans regularly eat after 9 p.m. That does include late night dinners, but they also say there's a large percentage of people describe themselves as late night snackers. Bed is the preferred late night snacking location for 44% of us.
Oh my God.
You're young.
44% of people will eat food in their bed?
In bed.
I don't know. What is this? What was the term you said the other day? It's called bedding or it's like.
That's something else.
No, but it was like they just are trying to live their whole lives in their beds.
Oh, that's when they take a vacation or a break and just stay in bed for 24
hours. Like, I guess they'll get up to pee or something, right?
I can't do it. I can't even do it when I'm sick. Top reasons we snack include hunger, but sometimes we're just bored.
That's true. Right. I try to always make sure I put snacks away. Every time I walk through the kitchen, I'm like, oh, look, the yogurt-covered pretzels. I better have another handful of those.
You know, John is in on most of you, although he's not. So he never smoked cigs.
Yeah.
But he definitely parties when you party, right?
Like, yeah, we
you're
party,
not
yeah.
partying alone.
Oh, no, no. In fact, if he's not drinking, I wouldn't really even think of it.
You wouldn't think of it?
Well, I might think of it. I might say, hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And then he'll be like, okay. But if he goes, not yet. Then I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Because it is nice to, you know, I want someone to clink my glass with. And usually Riley's good for that though. Riley is always over our house now. And so I'm like, hey, I mean, it's 4:30.
You want to get ripped with mom?
Not ripped. Would you want to have a drink?
Late night snacking is mostly a solo activity, but I can imagine if you can find someone who's with you on that,
right.
You two will eat yourselves into new size pants.
Snack attack.
2/3 also say they normally watch something while they eat late at night.
Oh.
Most said TV, but others include YouTube.
People are just on their phone.
Or TikTok. Sweet stuff is more popular than salty.
Oh. I just, I really feel like I want to have as empty a stomach as I can when I get into bed.
Well, I do too.
Yeah. I don't like that feeling of laying down with your food digesting. Mm.
I reached my max weight a couple, I don't know what it was.
Your max weight?
Like where I went, okay, I've done it to myself again. Oh. I didn't exercise nearly as much as I needed to.
Oh, you have a number that you see.
I just went, okay, that's it.
What
and now I am absolutely, I've already dropped 5 and I'm working on, and I'm not
What's
even.
What's the number?
170 is when I just go, oh, bleep yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. What is this? And that's so I hit that and went, oh.
It was Did after you weigh 140 when you came back here?
No, I weighed 150.
Oh.
But I also, all I did was exercise. I had no kids and just ran.
Right.
But so 160 is acceptable. 170 is not an option. Anyway.
Well, if you get to 170, if that's your danger
back
zone.
Biscuits and like a little thing hanging over my pants. Oh. And I'm even like, ugh. I may have to go shopping if I don't stop this immediately. Our top 3 favorite midnight snacks are cookies, ice cream, and chips.
Oh. I always tell John, never buy ice cream.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Regarding eating in bed, the Hubs and I occasionally post intimacy time.
Oh.
Have post-intimacy time ice cream, but otherwise, ew. Yeah, I mean, if you've just done it and you're in the glow and you decide that's a team sport.
I'm going to go to this. Now I'm going to leave here and go into the kitchen and get bowls and spoons and napkins, I assume.
Well,
and I'm going to scoop out ice cream. I guess I have to nuke that.
Somebody had to go number one, so you've already broken the clench, if you know what I mean.
I guess.
What do you mean?
The clench?
You know, the two of you, one's on top of the other, and there's a post.
They roll to
Not
the side, everyone
yet.
Lays together. Right. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got a cigarette?
People, 707 says, people stuck in the mess from Monday need to reach out to the DA with how it affected them.
Yeah.
Especially those missing chemo treatments or other vital issues. That will give the DA info to set charges.
Yeah. You know, I think that's the thing. I get that they're trying to inconvenience people and they're trying to make everybody aware and they're trying to get the government's attention. But the impact is just, it's on an individual basis. It's just profound.
I have 2 more.
Okay.
Oh my God. Blast from the past, Sarah. Those are all great songs. Hey, it's my daughter's 13th.
Oh.
I talk about my favorite radio peeps all the time to her.
Yay.
Will you please give the new teenager a shout out? Happy 13th birthday, Ella.
Ella.
Thank you. Love
13.
You all. Nikki and Austin.
Nikki and Austin must be on the Odyssey app.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. You know what? Nikki and Austin and your daughter, Ella. Ella, don't rush it. 13, I remember turning 13 and my mom said I could get my ears pierced when I turned 13 and there was just so many
things. Oh, was that a big deal?
Yeah, it was a big deal and I just remember turning 13. It was like such a big deal. But you're going to have a lot of big deals. Just enjoy this one. Don't rush things. Listen to your mom even though you don't want to anymore.
Yeah, you'll be glad you did.
You will.
John Fogerty is the only, 415. John Fogerty is the only artist to be sued for plagiarism of his own work.
Incredible.
They were suing. The record
Incredible.
Company was saying, you sound too much like Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That's because I wrote all those songs, guys.
Right. He did win, by the way.
Good.
I remember reading that and thinking, this guy stopped recording because he was dealing with that.
Right.
The threat of a lawsuit because he sounded like himself.
Right. I do sound like myself.
Right.
You've got a great point.
I give up.
Yes, you got me.
What's coming out of the trash?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and more.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up!
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.